This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have a Listening With Tess Bickford of Tess Designer Yarns in Portland, Maine. Then we'll have reviews in Mystery and Suspense. We have reviews of Earphones winners The Wrong Side of Goodbye, Harry Bosch Book 21 by Michael Connelly, read by Titus Welliver, IQ by Joe Ide, read by Sullivan Jones, and A Study in Scarlet Women, Lady Sherlock, Book 1 by Sherry Thomas, read by Kate Redding. Let's get right to it. Listening With Tess's Designer Yarns, Tess and Melinda Bickford of Portland, Maine. Tess and Melinda Bickford spend their days in the dye studio where Melinda hand dyes yarns in a rainbow of colors and in their shop surrounded by the luminous finished skeins. Audiobooks are on tap, whether the mother-daughter duo is driving across the country to yarn festivals or facing a long stretch in the dye studio. Audiobooks keep me from getting bored, which means that I can dye longer, Melinda tells us. Tess listens to whatever Melinda is listening to, and Melinda says that she has a special fondness for James Lee Burke audiobooks, especially as narrated by Will Patton. She's also a fan of long fantasy series, including The Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, and Harry Potter. She even named a particular colorway, Enchanted Forest, after listening to the Chronicles of Narnia. That's what we'd call audio magic. That listening with Tess Designer Yarns, Tess and Melinda Bickford of Portland, Maine, was conducted by our managing editor, Jennifer M. Dowell. Now we'll turn our attention to our reviews in Mystery and Suspense. And of course, there are a lot of Earphones winners because this is where our narrators get to shine. The first Earphones winner today is, as you know, awarded to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear titles of most of our books at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first book in Mystery and Suspense today is The Risen. It's by Ron Rash, read by Richard Ferrone, and it's an Earphones winner. Narrator Richard Ferrone, gravelly timbre is perfect for this tightly woven mystery set in North Carolina backwoods. The story is told by Eugene, a once promising writer in his 60s, whose alcoholism doomed his career and family life. As a teenager in 1969, Eugene and his overbearing, achieving brother, Bill, fell in with Lygia, a free-spirited, adventurous girl with whom they both had a relationship. Now, 46 years later, her body is found in a creek bed, leaving Eugene to suspect Bill of her murder. As the story shifts between past and present, Ferrone brings Eugene to life with all his anguish, regret, and frustration. Subtle changes in tone during dialogue make it easy to differentiate the brothers, as well as the small cast of supporting characters. Dan Bortolotti wrote that review of The Risen by Ron Rash. It's an Earphones winner, read by Richard Ferrone, and it's available from Harper Audio for 5.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have A Study in Scarlet Women, Lady Sherlock, Book 1. It's written by Sherry Thomas, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Kate Redding. Narrator Kate Redding is masterful in her portrayals in this clever historical mystery with a fabulous twist. It's centered around Charlotte Holmes, a young woman with a gift for discernment and getting into trouble, who has secrets worth protecting. Redding's aristocratic British voices are spot on, and her acting is outstanding. She depicts all types of characters: funny, touching, romantic, suspenseful, haughty, old, young, wealthy, or poor, with the same believability. This is an exceptionally fine audio experience with a story that will grab listeners from the get-go. Let's hope that more books like it follow. Ann Cole Pierce wrote that review of A Study in Scarlet Women, Lady Sherlock, Book 1 by Sherry Thomas. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kate Redding, and it's available from Blackstone Audio for 11 hours of unabridged listening. Next in mystery and suspense, we have Cry of the Needle. It's written by Roger Radford, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Nigel Patterson. Like most thrillers, this one has chilling moments. But unlike most thrillers, these will cause fear because they highlight both the dangers of medical malpractice and the relative ease with which the pharmaceutical industry covers up the serious side effects of its products. Nigel Patterson delivers an exceptional narration, transforming even the most basic dialogue into memorable scenes. The audiobook focuses on Kieran Kelly, who investigates what went wrong as his wife delivered their fourth child and the plan of revenge he creates. All of this Patterson brings to stark reality through the adept use of tone, inflection, and tempered emotion. In short, the audiobook is entertaining and memorable, but terrifyingly, its plot feels as though it could happen to any listener. Daniel J. Siegel wrote that review of Cry of the Needle. It's written by Roger Radford, read by Nigel Patterson, and it's an Earphones winner. It's from Roger Radford for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have IQ by Joe Ide, an Earphones winner, read by Sullivan Jones. Author Joe Ide and narrator Sullivan Jones make a phenomenal team. Ide writes a crack debut with charm, wit, and style. Jones delivers it with such ease and perfection that listeners will feel they're living the story instead of listening to it. Isaiah Kintabi, a gifted young man living in tough Los Angeles neighborhood, uses his intellectual ability to help those in need, solving crimes and righting wrongs. He's a fresh take on the classic detective. Jones articulates every aspect of Isaiah's personality, his swagger as well as his doubts, his compassion alongside his defiance. Jones will have listeners on the edge of their seats and laughing out loud at the same time. The smart choice is this exemplary audiobook. Jen Forbes wrote that review of IQ by Joe Ide, an Earphones winner, read by Sullivan Jones. It's available from Machete Audio for 9.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Rubbernecker. It's by Belinda Bauer, an Earphones winner, read by Andrew Wincott. Ever since he saw his father die, medical student Patrick Fort, who has Asperger's syndrome, has struggled to grasp how death shifts us instantly from is to is not. While looking for answers to this mystery in his autopsy class, he stumbles across another murder. Rather than adopting some affectation to convey Patrick's autism, narrator Andrew Wincott lets other characters' reactions to Patrick do it for him. Those exasperated, sad, confused, and sometimes manipulative voices not only say all that needs to be said, but they also deftly achieve the effect of making Patrick the most grounded and cogent of the lot. With this simple creative choice, Wincott ensures that right up to the last of many satisfying reveals, we think who is the hero, who is the victim, and who is villain. Catherine Weiss wrote that review of Rubbernecker by Belinda Bauer. It's an Earphones winner read by Andrew Wincott, and it's available from Dreamscape for 8 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Wrong Side of Goodbye, Harry Bosch, Book 21 by Michael Connelly. It's an Earphones winner read by Titus Welliver. Narrator Titus Welliver has developed a great voice for Detective Harry Bosch over several titles and here again in twin investigations that touch on Bosch's family, especially his daughter Maddie. While working on a serial rapist screen cutter case in the small community of San Fernando, Bosch is asked by a reclusive aviation billionaire to find an heir who may or may not exist. Welliver uses subtle changes in tone and pitch to find unique voices for various characters. When Bosch's partner goes missing, Welliver ramps up the tension using swift pacing and increased volume. Music at the ends of chapters is a bonus. Welliver's narration maintains the laid-back persona of Bosch while evoking his desire to save his partner from one of the most dangerous psychopaths they've ever encountered. A great mystery and a great narration are a winning combination. Susan C. Awe wrote that review of The Wrong Side of Goodbye, Harry Bosch, Book 21. It's by Michael Connelly. It's an Earphones winner read by Titus Welliver, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. This is a reminder that you are listening to the February-March issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, continuing now in mystery and suspense, we have The Barchester Murders, written by G.M. Best, and an Earphones winner read by David Thorpe. Narrator David Thorpe flawlessly recreates the 19th century England of Anthony Trollope's Barchester Towers in this remarkable mystery featuring Trollope himself as an unlikely sleuth. Trollope's post office work takes him to Hiram Hospital for Men, where he witnesses a shocking murder. Thorpe convincingly portrays people of all classes and educational levels and delivers the quavering voices of the hospital's patients as Trollope and Inspector Becker seek the killer among the frail old men. In addition to Trollope, Thorpe's standout characters are kind, gentle Reverend Harding, warden of the home, and nasty Archdeacon Grantly, Harding's son-in-law and polar opposite. Vivid descriptions of the glorious countryside and the horrors of prison, workhouses, and public hangings take listeners into the action. A clever afterword recommends The Warden by Anthony Trollope as a follow-up to this audiobook. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of The Barchester Murders. G.M. Best wrote it, and it's an Earphones winner read by David Thorpe. It's available from Isis Audiobooks for 6.75 hours unabridged. Next we have a popular favorite, Night School, Jack Reacher, Book 21 by Lee Child, read by Dick Hill. Narrator Dick Hill's gruff, laconic voice continues to be a pitch-perfect match for swaggering hero Jack Reacher. In 1996, Reacher is on active duty with the Army and has ostensibly been sent away on a bureaucratic assignment, but it's really a covert mission to stop a terrorist cell in Germany. Reacher must find the American, an unidentified man on the verge of making mysterious $100 million sale to the terrorists. Reacher and the American are equally cunning, efficient, and pragmatic, and Hill's no-nonsense delivery expertly captures their cat-and-mouse game. Hill's considerable range of accents also breathes life into a diverse supporting cast. Hill's voice remains an indispensable asset to Reacher's characterization. Andrew Northrup wrote that review of Night School, Jack Reacher, Book 21 by Lee Child. It's read by Dick Hill, available from Random House Audio for 13 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Pickpocket's Apprentice. It's written by Sherry Cobb South, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Joel Frumkin. It's impossible to choose which of narrator Joel Frumkin's skills is better, his expert narrative or his spirited portrayals of the vast array of eccentric figures in this historical novel set in 1800s London. Frumkin inhabits the principal character, mouthy 14-year-old John Pickett, who is brought before Magistrate Colquhoun, whom Frumkin renders in an appealing portrayal as both judicial and compassionate. Instead of being hanged for stealing an apple, Pickett is indentured to deliver coal for 12 years. Listeners will encounter crippling class differences while meeting Pickett's co-workers, suspicious fellow servants in the house where he resides, and Sophie, the daughter of the coal merchant, who takes a fancy to him. Well-delivered subtle humor and a clever wordplay add to this fascinating tale as Pickett thrives and grows. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of Pickpocket's Apprentice. It's written by Sherry Cobb South and Earphones winner read by Joel Frumkin. It's available from Sherry Cobb South for 2.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Boar Island. That's B-O-A-R, as in the pig. Boar Island, Anna Pigeon, Book 19, by Nevada Barr. It's read by Barbara Rosenblatt. In the 19th Anna Pigeon novel, Barbara Rosenblatt delivers her usual riveting performance as the National Park Service ranger. In Boulder, Colorado, Anna's 16-year-old goddaughter, Elizabeth, is the victim of sexual harassment and cyberbullying. After Elizabeth attempts suicide, Anna convinces her best friend, Heath, Elizabeth's adoptive mother, to leave Boulder and accompany her on a special assignment to Acadia National Park in Maine. Rosenblatt sounds exactly as you'd expect the frustrated, depressed teenager to sound, and as Heath attempts to cope with her daughter's issues and adjust to her own recent disabilities, Rosenblatt is completely convincing. Add a murder investigation, an abusive husband, identical twins, a couple of kidnappings, the gorgeous Maine landscape, and Rosenblatt's expertise, and you have the makings of first-rate listening. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of Boar Island, Anna Pigeon, Book 19 by Nevada Barr. It's read by Barbara Rosenblatt, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Annabel Lee, Coffee and Hill, Book 1 by Mike Napa. It's read by Romy Nordlinger. Narrator Romy Nordlinger's animated voice captures a variety of compelling characters in this unusual mystery, whose title alludes to Edgar Allan Poe's poem of the same name. Nordlinger's accomplished portrayals capture the story's main characters, a frightened 11-year-old named Annabel Lee, her mysterious Uncle Truck, a special forces sniper called Mute, and private investigators Trudy Coffee and Samuel Hill. Giving the principals appropriate age and character traits, Nordlinger uses emphatic enunciation to create dramatic tension when Uncle Truck rushes the young girl to a military-style bunker deep underground, leaving a German shepherd that is trained to kill with her for protection. Nordlinger's ominous delivery of Uncle Truck's warning not to unlock the door for anyone, even him, is chilling. When this Christian suspense story features forgiveness, it's far from a typical faith-based mystery. Jerry D. Wellborn wrote that review of Annabelle Lee, Coffee and Hill, Book 1 by Mike Napa, read by Romy Nordlinger. It's available from Oasis Audio for 10.5 hours, unabridged. And I misspoke her name. It's Gail D. Wellborn. Sorry about that. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is In Sunlight or In Shadow, Stories Inspired by the Paintings of Edward Hopper. It's edited by Lawrence Block, and it's read by a talented cast of narrators. Each of the 17 authors anthologized here took on a different Hopper painting from which to create a compelling noir-laced story. A delightful range of works emerges from the ironically funny tale of the ganja-smoking retired minister to the revenge story in which an abusive stalker falls into the perfect setup, and the magic realism of a Basque family whose main members need the ocean in order to live and die. Many of the narrators are artful, deepening the poignancy and terror the authors invest in their characters and plots. Art historian Gail Levine's first fiction appears here, beautifully realized by George Newbern, while Carrington McDuffie's rings every bit of twisted American culture from Still Life, 1931, by Chris Nelscott. A fine crossover listen for short story fans, Hopper fans, and noir enthusiasts. Francesca Goldsmith wrote that review of In Sunlight or In Shadow, Stories Inspired by the Paintings of Edward Hopper. It's edited by Lawrence Block, and it's read by a talented cast of narrators, available from Dreamscape for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Die Like an Eagle, Meg Langslow, Book 20. It's written by Donna Andrews, and it's read by Bernadette Dunn. When Michael and Meg's twin sons join the youth baseball team, he coaches the team, and she becomes a team mom, even though, as the town's mayor's assistant, she doesn't get along with the league president, Biff Brown. When Meg discovers Biff's look-alike brother dead in the portable toilet, she suspects the intended victim was Biff in this comical, avian-themed murder mystery. Narrator Bernadette Dunn uses diverse rhythms, pitch, tone, and pace to portray an assortment of entertaining characters and wacky family members who are caught up in sports fever, parental passions, and comical baseball politics. Her nuanced descriptions of Biff's bullying tactics and Meg's inquiry into Biff's construction company's possible shadiness are convincing in this newest addition to the Meg Langslow mystery series. Gail D. Wellborn wrote that review of Die Like an Eagle, Meg Langslow, Book 20, written by Donna Andrews, read by Bernadette Dunn, available from Dreamscape for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Home, Myron Bolitar, Book 11. It's written by Harlan Coben, and it's read by Stephen Weber. Myron Bolitar and his sidekick, Windsor Horn Lockwood III, Win for short, investigate the decades-old disappearance of two New Jersey boys from wealthy families. Narrator Stephen Weber deftly captures the easy camaraderie among Myron, Win, and a cadre of people, returning favorites from the Bolitar series. Subtle variations in cadence and tone make the characters distinguishable and their punchy dialogue easy to follow. As the action picks up, Weber reads with a fierce intensity, raising his voice to an all-out roar at the climax of one particular chase scene. Weber's range of accents, British, Indian, Italian, New Jersey, to name a few, is also impressive and adds another layer of enjoyment to this expertly narrated thriller. Andrew Northrup wrote that review of Home, Myron Bolitar, Book 11 by Harlan Coben. It's read by Stephen Weber, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 9 hours, unabridged. Next, we have When the Music's Over, Inspector Banks, Book 23 by Peter Robinson, read by Simon Preble. Simon Preble's understated narration of Robinson's dark, thought-provoking mystery demonstrates how vital right choice of narrator is to a successful audiobook. In this latest series title, Inspector Banks investigates a 50-year-old rape charge while his young D.I. Ann Cabot delves into the recent savage murder of a teenaged girl. Solving these crimes requires that the investigators and listeners face the hard consequences of some of society's worst failings. The subject matter is carefully handled but unsettling. Preble's steady tones and soothing accent reduce the drama, allowing listeners to appreciate the nuanced characters and complex plot of this riveting police procedural. Mary O'Brien wrote that review of When the Music's Over, Inspector Banks, Book 23 by Peter Robinson, read by Simon Preble. It's available from Harper Audio for 15 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have an article entitled Adult Literacy Fitness Program, stressing the need for keeping our literacy skills fit. Then we have the conclusion to Laurie Halse Anderson's Seeds of America trilogy in the young adult listening section. The book, entitled Ashes, Book 3, is read by Siri Scott. And earphones winners also Expiration Day by William Campbell Powell, read by Gabrielle DeQuire, and Learning to Square in America by Katie Kennedy, read by Aaron Landon. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.